I'm Bethany Chafin, in for David Ford. The winter season has arrived, and for some, that means that skiing season has also arrived. Architectural historian Margaret Supley Smith has a new book out that explores the history, culture, and architecture around the sport of skiing. The book is titled American Ski Resort: Architecture, Style, Experience. The University of Oklahoma Press book features hundreds of color images and chapters detailing the rise and culture of resort skiing. On Saturday, December 7th, Margaret will be signing books at the Winston-Salem Barnes & Noble from 2 to 4 p.m. Margaret told me about one of many subjects in her book, the development of Aspen.
Aspen was just this dilapidated mining town in the Colorado Rockies when Averill Harriman was looking for a place for his ski resort. The decision was made that Aspen was too dilapidated and it would depress people. So that's how Sun Valley up in Idaho got started. But after World War II, Walter Papke, who was a Chicago businessman, he was the head of the Container Corporation of America. He was a believer in great ideas of Western man. He discovered Aspen and encouraged his friends to come and buy buildings and to restore it. So Aspen post-war is really a very early historic preservation story. And architects were also trained as a result of the GI Bill. So World War II is terrifically important in what we think of as the modern boom in ski resorts, both in educating the architects and giving the skills to the developers and the skiers, and creating a sense of camaraderie. One of Papke's colleagues, Herbert Beyer, he was one of the three German masters from the Bauhaus. And Herbert Beyer was, of course, a real modernist. And so in Aspen, you've got historic buildings that were preserved, and that was part of the authenticity of the town. You've got the Aspen Institute and modern buildings by Herbert Beyer. And a third really interesting modern aspect is that you've got Fritz Benedict, who had been Frank Lloyd Wright's gardener at both Taliesin in Wisconsin and Taliesin in Arizona. And Benedict had discovered Aspen for himself, traveling from one Taliesin to the other. So he brought Frank Lloyd Wright organic architecture and organic modernism to Aspen. So it's another way of thinking about the development of Resort Aspen, looking at it from these three different architectural points of view.
Margaret Supley Smith is the Wake Forest University Harold W. Tribble Professor Emerita. She spoke to me about her new book, American Ski Resort: Architecture, Style, Experience. To see images from the book, go to our website, wftd.org, and click on Triad Arts. Margaret will also be at the Winston-Salem Barnes & Noble on Saturday, December 7th, from 2 to 4, to sign the book and meet with readers. For WFDD, I'm Bethany Chafin.